You're listening to episode 27 of Published. Today, I'll speak with Kesley Smith, Corporate Communications and Business Development Manager at Greenleaf Book Group, about how authors can build their brands through social media.
Welcome to Published, a podcast by Greenleaf Book Group, where we'll discuss the ins and outs of the publishing industry, from writing a book and finding the right publisher, to gearing up for a book launch. And now, here's your host, Greenleaf Book Group CEO, Tanya Hall.
Welcome back to Published. In the last episode, we talked about the process of getting a book into independent bookstores. Today, we're going to switch gears to talk about author branding and specifically the ways that social media can help authors build successful brands and grow an audience. The world of print books and the world of digital media may seem at odds with one another, but much of the information we share with our networks on a daily basis is sent through social media platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So almost all potential book buyers spend some time on these platforms, and it's become crucial for authors to develop strong social media presences in order to connect with and grow their audiences. And here to tell us more about social media and its role in author branding is Kesley Smith, our Corporate Communications and Business Development Manager here at Greenleaf Book Group. Kesley, welcome to Published.
Thank you for having me.
Kesley, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do here at Greenleaf?
Of course. I'm the Corporate Communications and Business Development Manager. So my job is to build long-term relationships with industry professionals and publications to create effective and mutually valuable partnerships. I also oversee all of the Greenleaf Book Group and Imprint social media.
Okay, so you're the expert on social media, and why is it important for authors to have a strong social media presence?
So having a strong social media presence is a key aspect of your platform as an author. We live in a digital age where a large percentage of information is shared through social media. Successful authors have built a strong following on their Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter channels. On their social channels is where they can share the news and updates about their current and future book launches, tours, and signings. They've built a strong community of followers to where they know firsthand about any updates about the book. Their community knows ahead of time when the pub date is, and because of their successful social media marketing and established fan base, these authors can sell a large number of books in the pre-sales.
Awesome. Thank you. And we hear a lot about the 80-20 rule for social media marketing, 80-20 rule for lots of things. Of course, people may recognize that as the Pareto principle. But when people are using it in the social media context, what do we take away from that? What's the principle they're trying to enforce there?
So the standard 80-20 rule used to be the golden rule of effective social media marketing. That means it states that 80% of your social media posts should inform, educate, and entertain your audience, while only 20% should directly promote your business. However, with social media marketing growing as fast as it is, with companies and brands of all kinds using so many different strategies, the 80-20 rule isn't as relevant as it used to be. The perfect percentage of social media marketing is that there isn't one. There isn't one single perfect percentage that will be the magic potion to boost your social media presence overnight. Each brand and each company has a different voice, a different message, and different goals, and an overall different approach to strategy. It's important for you to discover your brand's voice and test the ratio to see what best represents your goals and fits your brand. For example, Paulo Coelho, New York Times bestselling author of The Alchemist, had a goal of putting a human face behind his writing and allowing his readers to connect with him on a personal basis. He started tweeting in 2007 to create a space where his audience can experience storytelling through his thoughts and feelings. He sticks to a consistent posting schedule, and he tweets twice a day, once in his native tongue of Portuguese, to engage with his audience. He tweets inspirational quotes, blog content, and takes time to engage with his readers. He runs a really successful blog page where he posts new content twice a week and sticks to a consistent posting schedule to create a trusting relationship with his audience. He built his really successful social media strategy with a specific goal in mind and has in turn created his own ratio for his own unique brand strategy.
Yeah, I think the argument of late is that people are so savvy about companies using social media and digital strategy in general, they understand that 100% of it is marketing. And so you're not pulling the wool over their eyes by trying to mask the 80% of it. It's all brand building. It's all impressions. And that's the pushback that I've read recently, is that really it's 100% of the time create value.
100%.
All right. So what are the basic steps an author should take if they're just beginning to build out their social media presence? I know a lot of people get overwhelmed. They worry about having to populate, you know, three or four different platforms all at once and keep up with all of this stuff. But how would you guide the person who's just getting started?
So it's really important to remember that Rome was not built in a day. A strong social presence won't happen overnight, but there are some beginning tips to help you get started. So first off, identify your brand as an author and establish workable goals. For example, that means building your brand, enhancing your reach, or creating a community, not just a goal to sell more books. Second, create your own social media content ratio, like we just talked about. Third, dedicate time to social media. Consistency, patience, and testing are all key factors. Fourth, research, research, research. There are so many helpful hints for successful social media marketing. HubSpot, Sprout Social, Hootsuite, Inc.com all have really great content to help with your social media strategy. Fifth, you can schedule in advance and help allocate time and organization to keep a consistent posting schedule. There are a ton of avenues to help you do that. Lastly, analytics are your friend. Test to see what's working content-wise. A/B testing really does help. And review your analytics once a week or biweekly to evaluate what has worked and what hasn't so you can add the most value to your social media strategy.
Okay, great. It still sounds like a lot, but those are good steps to follow. So as the author is, or any author is, thinking through an editorial calendar or just a content plan, I think there's a temptation maybe to overshare things that aren't adding value sometimes. So what kinds of events and milestones should authors specifically share on social media?
Social media can be used for both effective marketing and publicity for your book's milestones. You can use social media to share pub dates, pre-sale information, speaking engagements, book tours and signings, book giveaways, call to action purchase links, targeted ads about the book, reviews, author mentions, awards, and so on.
Are there tools that authors can use to ensure that they maintain a consistent posting schedule? You mentioned ways that they can basically pre-schedule these things and I guess also aggregate across platforms. But what specific tools are we looking at there?
One thing to remember is that social media is very time consuming. So to have a strong brand, you need to be consistent on all of your social platforms. You have to sit down, draw out a posting schedule to help you keep on track. There are great scheduling platforms that can allow you to schedule posts months in advance, provide detailed analytics, and help you stick to your goals. I have experience in using Hootsuite, Sprout Social, and HubSpot. All three are really great platforms to help you organize your posting schedule and make it a little easier to manage.
Any difference between any of those that might be particularly helpful for an author to know?
So Hootsuite is more so if you're working on a personal brand, Hootsuite is your best bet, because Sprout Social is more for big corporations, brands who are running up to 10 social media platforms. Just for an author to work on their personal brand, Hootsuite is the most cost-effective and the easiest to manage in my personal experience.
How can an author continue the audience building work they do on social media, which is just, of course, one of the many elements they have to juggle when building a platform? So how do they transfer or continue this audience building work outside of the social media realm?
Yeah. So like you said, social media, while an important aspect, is just part of the author's platform. An author builds his or her platform outside of social media through booking speaking engagements, writing blog content, and contributing articles to credible publications such as Forbes, Inc.com, Fast Company, and so on. All these efforts can help build your brand alongside having a really strong social media following.
Yeah, and I would say that also doing those types of things outside of social gives you something to share on social. So it all works together. It's a nice little ecosystem. You write an article for Inc., you share that across your social media multiple times, and it's a dual purpose visibility builder.
Exactly. And going back to your own 80/20 rule, everything you do nowadays is promotional, but writing credible content and blog posting helps your audience understand a little bit more about your writing style and helps them connect with you on a deeper level.
Perfect. Anything else you want to share with the folks who are listening and thinking about jumping into the social media pool?
So just key factors to remember here are: don't get discouraged if you are working on social media and you don't have, you know, 20,000 followers overnight or in a month. It really takes time. It takes consistent work. It takes scheduling. It takes time to sit down and just do it. I recommend sitting down on a Sunday evening and planning out your social media for that week, whether it be posting ahead of time, figuring out what you're going to post, or creating a content schedule. That will really help you stay on top of things and reach your goals for your social media strategy.
Sunday evenings are for sunsets.
Or whatever day you like.
All right, Kesley, thank you so much for joining us. It was really a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for our episode today. We hope you learned something and feel equipped to build your author brand through social media. For notes and resources from today's show, go to greenleafbookgroup.com/episode27. You can also find advice for writing, publishing, and promoting your work in my book, Ideas, Influence, and Income, which you can learn more about at ideasinfluenceandincome.com. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It sure means a lot to have your feedback and will help us make sure we're answering your most burning publishing questions. We'll be back next month with another new episode.
Thanks for listening to Published. To learn more, please visit greenleafbookgroup.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.